Today on the podcast, I'm sharing my journey with you on how I became a high-performance coach. Now, I'm sharing a specific story that when I share it with others, they find a lot of inspiration from it. So let's call this my origin story. So I didn't start out as a business coach or as a high-performance coach. I didn't start out as any kind of coach, actually. My journey actually began in the world of blogging, and specifically, I started a natural health and wellness blog. And there was a pretty steep learning curve. I started to build and lead a blogging community because there was just so much to learn, and I quickly realized that I was doing better, faster, in a community with people that were doing what I was doing. So what I did is I started this blogging community as a Facebook group, and then I pulled out some people in that group that I felt really in line with, that were really striving to become really great at blogging. And we wanted to do it more as a profession, as an income generating blog. And so we started a peer mastermind where we met together every week. And we did that for, I think, a good year. And so that was something that there was a lot of self-discovery there, because I realized that to do this, I had to grow myself in a very big way. I was using skills and just a lot of new experiences that I had never experienced before. My career previously was as a registered nurse. I did that for 10 years. And so I took working in a hospital to now running an online business. So it's completely different. So many new things. And I started reading a lot of books, taking a lot of courses. And one of the books that really stood out to me was High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard. I read that book and I remember thinking, this is the best book I've ever read. I was so enamored by everything that he talked about, all of the scientific research he had done on high performance in general, and then people who were high performers and how he brought it all together. And I remember thinking, this is how the most successful people operate. I want to learn this. I literally want to follow this like a playbook. And so I really got into Brendon Burchard's world, and I attended an in-person event that he hosted. And that was definitely a turning point for me, because it was there that I first felt the call to high performance coaching. It was something I resonated so deeply with. And here's the thing. I also knew that I wasn't who I needed to be yet. I didn't have the experience, the confidence, or the depth of knowledge to be the kind of coach that I wanted to be. And that was back in September of 2018. And so instead of rushing it and just getting certified and then figuring it out, I'm kind of a planner. So I chose to go on a journey of self-discovery. I took it even a step further. I built my skills through just being able to get certifications, take more courses, gain more experience, and literally immerse myself in the world of business and leadership. So because of those certifications, I was able to work with business owners at a high level. And they were the people that chose to hire me really liked that I was investing in myself and my self-education, and often hired me because of my certifications. So some of those certifications, it started as a certified online business manager, and that just gave me the ability to manage operations for online businesses. It gave me the skills. I learned how to do things like use Google Docs and Google spreadsheets. I mean, I started there, and then just learned all about the different facets of a business, from the sales, the marketing, the delivery, the operations, and the finance. And it was very exciting for me. And I knew I needed to go even further than that. So I got certified as a director of operations. And that really helped me with the strategic planning piece and leadership. And so that's where I really thrive in helping business owners in their business strategy, and also really leading the business owner and the team and the business as a whole. And so because of that, because of working with people who are generally six figures and sometimes seven figures, you have to wear many hats in those kind of businesses, because there's not so much of the ability to be able to hire somebody for every function of the business. And so that's when I knew I also needed to get to go further into marketing. And so I got a marketing certification where it was specifically helping with being able to design landing pages and writing the copy for landing pages, like sales pages or for funnels, and then also being able to bring it all together to be able to make these funnels. And then from there, I wanted to really help these businesses that I worked with their launches, because at the time, launching was a very big thing. People would plan like a launch maybe every quarter or maybe three times a year, and really go all out and put a lot of effort into launching a program or a course. And so I went all in with that. I loved it. I helped businesses to scale their offers and try out new offers, and like, for example, like a 5-day challenge or doing a webinar, and then selling something on the back end. So that's what that looks like. And then, so over the years, I got this experience with these six-figure and seven-figure entrepreneurs. And then sometimes I would get hired by a startup, maybe someone who's making four figures or five figures and just wanted to get there faster. That is really fun too, because you get some really high achievers that are willing to invest in being able to, cut the curve. And with that, I got to play leadership roles, being the trusted advisor, consulting on strategy, being the right hand. And I just love that. Seriously, I thrive on that so much. And these experiences shaped me. But one thing I realized, that it wasn't just about the business. What I was so enthralled with was about the growth and the mindset, and what kind of habits and actions that they committed to create that kind of success. And so as I worked with these high-achieving business owners, I noticed something. Strategy alone wasn't enough. You could literally give somebody a paint-by-number business, and that still wouldn't be enough. There were things like the confidence that they carried in even sharing their offer that could make or break a launch, the sales for the launch. And so the most successful entrepreneurs I worked with were great at leading themselves, managing their mindset. And that is just so fascinating. And so it brought it all back to high performance. I was working with high achievers, but not only high achievers, they were high performers. And I have all of the people that I've worked with in business, they have inspired me. And I just kept coming back to it. Like this is where I was headed all along. And after nearly 5 years of learning, growing, and gaining the real-world experience, I knew it was time for me to become a certified high-performance coach. So I first got certified in April of 2023. I think it was March of 2023. It was that last week of March. And so I'm now going into my third year as a high performance coach. And I can confidently say that I have found my purpose. It's not just something that I do. This isn't just a business for me. It's a core part of my mission. And dare I say, it's almost like a ministry. And so it's about helping people operate at their best and consistently, but not just in business, but in every area of their life. So I've thrown around different terms of what I call myself. At the end of the day, I've kind of stuck at high performance life and business coach. But really, I'm an online business strategist and a certified high performance coach. But I kind of a unicorn doing all of the things online business related, online business related. But at the end of the day, it's the working with people to strive to be their best selves and to commit to something. And that is why the name of this podcast is Commit. It literally comes down to committing to something that they where they find their confidence, clarity, and sense of fulfillment. And so I hope that resonates with you, with something that you're striving for in your life. Maybe you're not quite there yet. Maybe it's for another season. And this might be a time of growth for you in the act of
Thanks for
becoming.
tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.